好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
今天讲到的题目是蝗灾啃地光。
The sermon today is a locust that devoured the land。
我们开始讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before preaching, let's pray to God。
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you。
今天要讲第八灾了。
Today we'll talk about the eighth plague。
我们看见神你恩典的手，一样一样将八样灾难赐给埃及。
You show us the gracious hands that you just gave this plagues to the Egypt。
我们更加看见，当你一样一样灾难赐下来的时候呢
？Also, you let us see that when you just gave the each plague。
同时，你也为埃及、为法老、为当地的人留下了许许多多恩典的机会。
At the same time, you just give them the gracious opportunities for each plague.
一次又一次的邀请人悔改。
Again and again, you just invite them to repent.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
也求主今天在我们心中掌王权，居首位。
Lord, we just pray that you have a sovereignty in our life.
让我们借着这些恩惠和平安，与主多而又多的亲近。
Through your grace and peace, we can just get closer to you.
好，让我们最后能够在主耶稣基督面前降服下来。
So that at the end, we can just submit to you.
坦率讲，也唯有主耶稣基督可以降服我们人。
So to be honest, only Lord Jesus can just let us to submit to you.
人算什么？已经顾念他。
Who are you? But you just care for us.
世人算什么？竟然想去降服他人。
So who are human beings and how can we just submit to others?
因为唯有主耶稣基督才配一切的荣耀和颂赞。
Only the Lord Jesus is worthy with the praise.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
阿们。
阿们。
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
神的恩典总是够我们用的。
God's grace is always sufficient for us.
想想今天讲到的题目，蝗灾啃地光啊。
Think about today's sermon title, Locusts That Devoured the Land.
就是当这个蝗虫飞过来的时候。
That is when the locusts fly over.
地里边无论是庄稼还是草还是树木全是啃光光啊。
That everything in the field would just be gone.
它不是选择性的说啃哪个不啃哪个。
It's not they selectively just devour.
乃是毫无选择毫无区别的全砸光全啃光。
It's just everything is gone just without missing anything.
上个礼拜主日学的时间呢
？Last week during Sunday school.
有人问我为什么神要给法老机会，同时又让他们心硬呢
？Last week Sunday school, someone asked me about why did God give Pharaoh chances and yet just also harden his heart.
这个问题在人的国度里面不好回答的。
It's just hard to answer just from the humans, the thinking.
因为本身就是一组矛盾嘛。
So it's just like the conflict.
你给人机会又要给人心硬，那不是一组不可调节的矛盾吗
？When you offer opportunity, however, just harden the person's heart, isn't that just the contract to each other?
但是如果人愿意来到神的国度看问题，就容易迎刃而解了。
However, if you look at this problem just from God's perspective,
刚才读的经文前两节就回答这个问题了。
The scripture, the first two verses explain this.
他的答案就是好叫你们知道我是耶和华呀。
So the Bible just tells us so that you may know that I am the Lord.
人可能还在追究，哎呀，神怎么说话不算数？神怎么讲话前后不一样
？So maybe from the man's thinking, we think.How can God just break His promise?
原来神的道高过人道，就从这里看得出来的。
God's ways are higher than our ways.
神的目的是拯救啊。
God's purpose is just it's for salvation.
他说：“好叫你们知道我是耶和华呀。”
God says so that you may know that I'm the Lord.
当我们认识谁是耶和华的时候呢
？When we know who the Lord is,
我们可能就得救了。
Then we may be saved.
你若认识谁是耶稣基督。
If you know that who Jesus Christ is,
如果知道他就是神的儿子
if you know he's the son of God,
并且信神叫他从死里复活就必得救啊
and believe God just raised him from the dead, then you'll be saved.
真是感谢主
Praise the Lord.
原来神的意念是何等的长阔高深啊
So God's thought is just that it's so deep.
他带着爱的意念又岂是人可以凭思意揣测的呢
And God's loving thoughts are just not something that we can just try to guess and measure.
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
不肯悔改到几时呢
？How long will you refuse to repent?
今天是第八灾，对吧
And today we're talking about the eighth plague.
Yeah, 第七灾冰雹都来了。
And the seventh plague and the hail has already come.
可能上帝也会问人们，怎么还不悔改呢？
Come and ask, and why don't you still repent?
Yeah, 第七灾已经过去，你还要怎么样呢？
The seventh plague has already passed, and what more do you want?
难道你还要第八、第九，甚至第十灾吗？
Do you really have to wait for the eighth, ninth, or even tenth plague?
有的时候我再看看伊朗现在这个 国家的环境和形势，也有同样的感受了。
I have the same feeling. What about the situation at Iran?
你还要拖到什么时候呢
？So how long do you want to just wait?
你还要借着要赫尔木兹海峡去与全世界对抗吗
？Do you still want to wait the Hormuz Strait and then to take a look?
呀，我们求神怜悯嘛。
May God have His mercy.
首先。悖逆到几时呢
？First, how long will the rebellion continue?
这是一个圣经非常普遍的问题。
This is like a very common question.
可能我们自己也会自己问这个问题，对不对
？We may ask the same question.
可能我们心里面会想，对呀，人的悖逆要到什么时候呢
？So first, we just ask, yes, how long will human rebellion last?
这个其实是我们可以自己问自己的一个问题，对不对
？This is a question we can ask ourselves.
我们是否今天仍然有一样以上的执着？不肯放手呢
？Is there still something today? Something we're just holding on to, and that we refuse to let go?
法老的执念其实也很简单的。
Pharaoh's obsession was actually very simple.
他就是两样错误，其他都还是不错的这个人。
There are two things, and he's not good.
法老是一是贪婪，二是骄傲。
First greed, second pride.
这么多韭菜可以去薅啊
！There are so many slaves that are working.In the field.
这么多羊毛可以去剪呢、啊、
So many sheep to shear for wool.
如此庞大的人盾可以用来挡枪和躺枪啊，怎么能轻易放手呢
And such a huge population that could even be used as a human shield, how could he possibly let them go?
1969年、70年的时候，苏联说要放原子弹到中国去。
1969-70, and the Soviet Union just said they would just send the atomic bomb to China.
毛主席、毛泽东主席说没关系。
And the leader Mao just said it's okay.
我让你原子弹把我们中国人炸死个三亿。
I'll just let you just use atomic bomb and just to demolish like us 300 million.
炸死了三亿，我还有七亿人与你，我还有四亿人，就像当年抗战的时候与你相抗争，还是可以赢你的。
Even though that happened, I still have a 400 million people population.
有时候我听听这些话，我都觉得心里边发怵啊。
Sometimes when I heard that, I just feel so shaken.
三亿人呐、啊。
300 million.
呀，根本就对于这些独裁者来说，就不是人的生命啊。
So for a dictator, it's just like nothing.
法老也是一样啊。
Same as Pharaoh.
什么是以色列人呐、
啊、？Who are the Israelites?
也不就是我们希伯来的奴隶嘛。
And they just the Hebrew slaves.
而且自古以来430年以来就都是归我法老所有的呀。
And they just belong to you for the past 430 years.
凭什么你摩西以来就说他们现在已是以色列人了
？By what right does the Moses?
不再是你口中的希伯来奴隶了。
And they're no longer just the slaves.
而且这些以色列人是属于耶和华神的。
And they just belong to the Lord.
耶和华是神的，我又不认识他。
I don't know.The Lord is.
呀，浙江省委书记看着教堂建筑物，呀，比乡政府的高楼还要高呢。
So when the Zhejiang province and those authority, they said, how could the church be taller than a government building?
而且教堂上面竟敢还立个十字架。
And on top of the churches, there's even a cross.
这岂不是高上再加上高吗
？Isn't that just higher and higher?
这让我们党情何以堪呢
？How could the
我们可是伟光正的党啊
！We're such a great party.
呀，伟大、光荣、正确的党。
We're great and also we're just accurate.
怎么能被你们十字架盖过风头呢
？How can we just be covered by the cross?
二话不说拆。
So without any doubt,
十字架拆了，然后教堂再毁掉它。
And also demolish the churches.
结果教会的传道人、牧师带着弟兄姐妹在旁边唱诗歌。啊、看着他们在拆。
So when they just tear down the churches and cross, the church minister and pastor, they just send the priest just next to that.
这还得了？抓起来，抓到监狱里边去施酷刑。
How could they do that? And they just arrested the pastors and ministers.
独裁者的情怀是说一不二，干脆 的不得了的，对吧？
What did they tell you to do? They just right after that.
其次，容我的百姓去。
Second, let my people go.
这句话是在出埃及记里面反反复复不断的出现的。
This sentence just repeatedly occurred in the Exodus.
我们想一想，其实上帝对法老的要求也不算高啊。
In fact, God's demand for Pharaoh was not very high.
他反反复复对法老说：“容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。”
Again and again, the Lord said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go, so that they may serve me."
这句话也是对今天所有敌基督政权的独裁者说的话。
This word is also spoken today to every dictator of the Antichrist region.
其实也是个命令，你知道吗？
It's a command.
让我的百姓去敬拜，去祷告，去祈求，去传福音，去走遍各城各乡。传扬福音的大能啊！
Let my people go, so they may worship, pray, and call upon the Lord, and just preach the gospel, and from town to town and village to village, proclaim God's power.
上帝就一个目的，知道吗？
God has only one purpose.
他为的就是要让福音的大能显示出来，要救一切相信的。
So that is just to save everyone who believes.
你要不相信这个福音，跟你没关系的。
If you don't believe it, and this.Gospel has nothing to do with you.
福音唯独与相信的人相关。
So the gospel is only related to the person who believes.
只是这些敌基督的独裁者们是怎么样呢？
However, the Antichrist dictator.
他们的本性就是贪婪与骄傲啊。
The nature is greed and pride.
还虚伪，善于欺骗，对吧？
And also hypocrisy and the deception.
呀，有一年他们呀。三字教会的头目就带着三字的呀幌子跟班到自由国家来办所谓的圣经展。
So there's one year, and they just even just bring along the followers from so-called the state-controlled churches and come to the free country to hold the so-called Bible exhibition.
那德州青年会也有一些名目有名的牧师，哇，好高兴啊！终于盼到了敌基督。政权所派来的三次教会都是大官高官，很兴奋的，很高官，给他们包饺子，搞假团契去陪伴他们。
And there are several like famous the so-called famous pastors from the Texas Baptist, and they just have the fellowship with them, and also do the dumpling fellowship.
他目的是什么呢
？So what is their purpose?
就是要去欺骗人们，以为在敌基督，在基督教。在敌基督教的国家里边，竟然有信仰自由，对不对
？So their purpose is to deceive people to make people think that there's religious freedom in the Antichrist nations.
还要打着一个改革开放的幌子。
And also just use the tricks that's the so-called they want to just have a reform.
啊，行他们的诡诈。
To do their just the tricks.
呀，骗钱骗投资也骗人心呢。
And to just like to deceive people, attract money and.
但是这么简单的骗术，为什么属灵的人就不能识透呢
？How come the spiritual people cannot discern this?
呀，最后你仍有选择权。
Finally, you still have a choice.
即使是这样，上帝仍然给法老有悔改和选择的机会，会不会啊
？Even in this situation, God still gave Pharaoh an opportunity to repent and to choose.
我们发现上帝在差派这些蝗虫进入埃及以前呢
？Before God sent the locusts into Egypt,
他对法老就有话讲的。
So he said to Pharaoh,
他说：“你若不肯容我的百姓去呢
？”If you refuse to let my people go,
那为什么这么讲呢
？Why did God say that?
这句话说的轻轻的，好像蜻蜓点水那样，不太重的笔墨，对吧？
Seems like this sentence is not that heavy.
Yeah, 但是其实这句话意味着什么呢
？Actually, what does this sentence means?
其实是上帝赐给法老一个选择的机会啊。
Actually, God just gave Pharaoh an opportunity to choose.
我们稍稍停在这里好不好
？Let's just pause here.
换句话讲，如果法老此时此刻悔改。
In other words, if Pharaoh just had repented at that moment,
神就可能不将蝗虫发往埃及了。
God would not have sent the locusts upon Egypt.
呀，同样，当年撒旦去一条蛇去诱惑亚当夏娃。
So it's the same, just like when Satan tempted Eve and Adam.
当年魔鬼撒旦诱惑亚当夏娃。
When Satan tempted Adam and Eve.
说神岂是真说。
So he said, did God ever say that?
如果亚当从后院马上走到前面来说，耶和华有话语临到我。
If Adam just quickly just came just from the back and to the front and said, God has a word.
他说园中各样树上的果子你都可以吃，唯独当中这棵你不可以吃，吃的日子必定死。
If Adam said, God said, so all the fruit is in here and we can eat it, except this particular fruit on the tree, we cannot eat it.
那会不会是结局完全不一样呢？
Would the outcome be totally different?
可能当年的犯罪也不存在了。
And maybe the sin would not happen.
我们今天也不用临到一个世人都犯了罪的光景啊。
And we would not just encounter like we have today and the whole world sin.
呀，十来年前了。
More than 10 years ago.
我们德州浸联会呢要招待从三支教会来的一行人的一个晚宴上。
At a dinner hosted by the Texas Baptist Convention and received a delegation from the streets of church.
呀，当时有两种不同的意见呢。
During that time, there are two different opinions.
就是美南浸信会、德州浸信会要不要接待这些敌基督政权来的三自教会的这些所谓牧师们。
That is whether the Southern Baptists and the Texas Baptists, they should they just agree at those the anti-Christ people.
Yeah, 当年德州浸联会的这个事工主任吧，就来邀请我。
And during that time, and the leader of the Texas Baptist Convention.
他说我也搞不懂你们中国人到底在搞什么名堂，怎么有不同的意见呢？
So he just talked to me, said that, and why they have a different opinion about this?
你帮我去听听，帮我去问问，看看到底发生什么事情。
Can you just go, just take a look, and just let me know? And so what's going on?
那年我记得是三自教会的负责人，好像是高牧师，从山东过来的。
I remember that year, that pastor is Pastor Gao, just from Shandong, came to the U.S.
我也没什么客气，我就直截了当问了。我说高牧师，为什么你们用圣经展的方式来欺骗美国教会和美国的人民呢？
So I asked this Pastor Gao directly. I said, why do you deceive American churches by holding this so-called Bible exhibition?
他说他是五代基督徒了。
And he just answered me. He said he's the fifth generation.
我说你不管是几代长老。丐帮的几代长老跟生命不一定挂上联系的。
And I just told him, and your spiritual life has nothing to do with how many generations Christian you are.
这个几代基督徒是成为就是这几十年来呀，中国教会一个专有名词。谁一讲这个，我就知道这个人的生命一定有问题的。
It just become like so-called like a spiritual term to just a person claim himself is like a.Certain number of the generation,
你的前辈不管有多少代信耶稣，与你何干呢？
No matter how many generations before you, they're Christian.
你仍然还要面对你的属灵生命，你是不是一个真心相信耶稣基督的人？阿门。还要怎么面对的吗？
You still have to face God by yourself, and whether you're the true believer.
我说你为什么要如此这般欺骗呀海外的教会、海外的呀基督徒呢？
I asked him, why did you just deceive the American churches by holding this kind of exhibition?
我说你明明知道中国是没有信仰自由的嘛。
And I said, you know, there's no freedom of the belief in China.
你为何要和你们当中多少统战部、国安人跟着你一起来？你也知道他们是谁，你为何要行骗呢？
And the people just came with you to the U.S. and they're all just from those the government. And what do you do to that?
那天我就坐在他的旁边问的这个话，吃饭的时候。
So that night, I sit next to him and have dinner.
肯定对我是不高兴了。
So for sure, he's not happy with me.
呀，当时广州有一个牧师刚刚被公安抓到监狱里面去。
So during that time, actually there was a pastor in Guangzhou. He was arrested and sent to prison.
我也忘了是谁把这个消息给我，我就问他，哎，广州有个什么是某某牧师，你们刚把他抓到监狱里边去，你说有信仰自由，你把人放了呀。
So I just mentioned to Pastor Gao, I said, I heard about there's this thing happened with the pastor in Guangzhou. Why don't you just release him?
我也没想到三个礼拜以后这个人真放出来了。
Out of my expectation, 3 weeks later, this pastor was released from the prison.
而且成功地跑到美国来了。
And also he just arrived U.S. successfully.
现在就在华盛顿 D.C. 附近的地方，呀，好像是买了一座山呐、啊，一座一块地呀、啊，养蜜蜂干啥？我也具体不清楚了，听说了。
And I just heard that he just now it lives in the Washington D.C.
其实即使是今天呢、啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, even today.
这些法老们，这些三智们，仍然还是有机会快快的悔改的。
The pharaohs of our time and those in the street cell church, and they still have the opportunity to repent.
而且我也相信，在三智教会有许多爱主的弟兄姐妹和传道人，我相信。
I also believe in the street cell churches there the brothers and sisters who truly love God.
三智教会的问题不在弟兄姐妹和里面的传道人，不在这里。
So the problem of the streets of church is not in the ministry of brothers and sisters.
乃是三智教会这个体制的本身就不是属耶稣基督的教会。
It's just the problem is the system of streets of church. It does not belong to Jesus Christ.
因为教会的本质就是权柄，唯独属耶稣基督。
Because the essence of the church is the authority only belongs to Jesus Christ.
在教会与基督之间不允许插入任何的权柄。
Between church and Jesus Christ, there shouldn't have any other authority in between.
而三智、统战部、国安这些，恰恰是插进基督与教会之间的权柄。
However, for the streets of church, they just have this different authority, just go in between church and Christ.
这种客观事实的描述不带着情绪的，弟兄姐妹。
So this kind of objective fact, it does not.Include any emotion,
也不带着偏见的
also without prejudice.
而且我是反反复复的强调，在三智教会里面有许多爱主的弟兄姐妹，爱主的传道人，有的。
And also, I just repeatedly emphasize, in the streets of church, there truly are brothers and sisters who love God.
而且这些人在三智教会，他们也渐渐的认识到他们的本质，也正在离开他们。去到真正属基督的教会里边去。
Also, those brothers and sisters who truly love God in the streets of church, they're gradually just leave it because they see that.
Yeah, 这些人仍然有悔改的机会。
So they still have the opportunity to repent.
仍然可以停止欺骗。
They can still stop to deceive.
也可以止住逼迫。
And also just stop the persecution.
甚至可以放弃对永生神的敌意。
And also, just give up their hostility toward
the Lord. 或许有一天还选择真心的相信耶稣基督。
Maybe even one day they choose to truly believe in Jesus Christ.
因为这个门现在还打开的。
Because right now God still opened this door.
就是你信耶稣是得永生的。
That is believing Jesus, and you will have eternal life.
你不信耶稣是必定灭亡，不管你是谁呀。
No matter who you are, if you do not believe in Jesus, and you will be perished.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
啃光地面的一切。
Devouring everything on the ground.
如果说前面的第七灾
If the seventh plague,
冰雹仅仅是对埃及地的有限打击
The plague of hail was only a limited strike against the land of Egypt.
那么今天的第八灾就不一样了
Then the eighth plague is different.
呀，这个第八灾是蝗灾啊
The eighth plague is the plague of locusts.
就是蝗虫飞过来的那个灾难
So that's the locusts will just fly over.
这是对埃及地毯式的全面碾压，甚至是清剿了。
It was like a sweeping, overwhelming invasion, almost a total cleansing of the land.
首先是遮天蔽日，没有死角。
First, darkening the sky, leaving no place uncovered.
我们知道冰雹的击打虽然狠，但毕竟是有限的空间，对吧
？We know the hail was severe, but it's still just.Within a limited area.
这是蝗灾来了。
But now the locusts came.
埃及人算是见识到了。
The Egyptians now they just discover something.
蝗虫可是什么都吃啊，弟兄姐妹。
Locusts eat everything.
蝗虫最不挑食了，有什么都给你吃光。
Locusts they will just eat everything.
圣经说，因为这蝗虫遮满地面，甚至地都黑暗了。又吃地上一切的菜蔬和冰雹所剩树上的果子，埃及遍地，无论是树木、田间的菜蔬，连一点青的也没有留下，好可怕。
So the Bible says they covered the surface of the whole land, so that the land was darkened. They ate all the plants in the land and all the fruits of the trees that the hail had left, throughout all the land of Egypt, whether trees or the crops of the field, not a single green thing remained.
我听见这话的浑身，我汗毛都起来。
I just have a goosebump when I just heard this.
什么都没有留下呀。
Nothing was left.
连一点绿色的都没有了。
Not a single green.
只是我好奇，怎么法老对摩西的警告无感啊？
I just wondered why Pharaoh was unmoved by Moses' warning.
他可能心里边想的，手中的权力是万能，他也想指挥一下蝗虫啊。
He may just believe the power in his own hands.
他也想主宰一下蝗虫的方向运动的能力啊。
He may just want to control the direction of the locusts for fly.
对不起。
I'm sorry.
他真的没有这个能力。
He just does not have this ability.
殊不知上帝仅仅是用了小小的昆虫
God only just used a tiny insect
就打得法老毫无还手之力啊
To leave Pharaoh completely helpless
试问天底下谁能指挥得动这蝗虫大军呢
So who on earth can command an army of locusts?
我觉得真是有耳可听的就应当听了
So whoever has ears, just please listen
那些总想与神为敌的那些人应该快快的悔改了
So whoever just wants to be God's enemy, please repent quickly.
好，其次，埃及已经全面败坏。
Second, Egypt was already completely ruined.
我读完这些经文，我想想看呢。
After I read the verses, I was thinking.
我发现法老的臣仆们还是有些见地的呀。
Pharaoh's own officials actually showed more wisdom at this point.
他们发现法老。还在跟摩西在斗气啊
They realized that the Pharaoh was still in a struggle with Moses.
甚至呢是凭着情绪与血气在做事情法老
And Pharaoh he was acting out of pride or emotion.
特别是他发现摩西已经很清楚地警告法老了
Because Moses already clearly warned Pharaoh.
而且这个警告已经有前面七灾做铺垫了
And also before this morning, and there's already seven plagues.
这些臣仆们心里面都感到战战兢兢，恐怖不已了。
So all those officials, Pharaoh's officials, they were really scared.
但是他们的法老却无动于衷啊。
However, Pharaoh remained unmoved.
为什么这么讲呢
？So why do we say that?
因为摩西说嘛，这蝗虫遮满地面呐。
Because Moses said the locusts will cover the surface of the land.
大家不妨想想，整个天都是黑的呀。
Think about this, the sky is all dark.
而且地上一切的菜蔬都吃光了。
And everything of the fruit of, and it's everything, it's been just eaten.
第七灾不是冰雹了打了很多的呀花果树木吗
With the seventh plague, and there's a lot of just the harvest was just being just damaged.
但是冰雹打是有选择的打不是全面打呀。
However, the hail came, it just comes selectively strike.
这次蝗虫来了，埃及地所有的绿色的都吃光。
However, this time with the locusts, that everything was gone.
这法老们的臣仆们一听摩西这句话，发现不好玩呐。
When Pharaoh's official heard this, they understand, and this is not, it's not fun.
他们发现感受到问题的严重性了。
They realized how serious the situation was.
所以他们就对法老进言了。
Therefore, they just said to Pharaoh.
他说：“这个人呢，指摩西。这个人为我们的网罗，要到几时呢
？”And they just told Pharaoh, "How will this man be?"
他们发现每次摩西一来，他们就有灾难了。
Seems like every time Moses came, they have a disaster.
每一次法老拒绝他，就带来一次灾难了。
Each time Pharaoh just refused him, and then here comes a disaster.
不如就容这些人走吧。
Just let these people go.
他要侍奉他们的神，就给他去啊。
Just let them serve their Lord.
法老，你知道吗？埃及已经败坏了。
So Pharaoh, don't you not yet realize that Egypt is already ruined?
前面的七灾加上这第八灾，埃及还剩什么呢？没了。
The previous seven plagues plus this one.
难道你还不知道吗，法老啊
？Don't you realize, Pharaoh?
呀，所以我觉得埃及的臣仆还是有一些见地的，没有法老的血气那么重。
So I think those officials that in Egypt they still have some wisdom.
最后再次召见玩弄诡诈。
Finally, he summoned.Then again, playing his tricks.
通常这皇上也是在乎大臣们的意见的，对吧
？So usually, the emperor will listen to those officials.
所以法老听见自己的臣仆都这么说了。
So Pharaoh just heard the warning from his own officials.
可能是为了给臣仆面子吧，那就好吧，把摩西再招来。
Maybe he just give them face. He said, okay, just call up the Moses.
当然，心里边还是想玩一些诡诈了。
However, in his heart, he wanted to play the tricks.
他就明知故问，装聋作哑呀。
Pharaoh pretended to be deaf and dumb.
他就故意问摩西。
Asking Moses the question.
你们要去侍奉你们的耶和华神，好，这很好。
And he said that you say you just want to go and serve your Lord.
但是请问，那要去的是谁呢
？Who exactly will go?
那不气人吗？这句话。
And isn't that just make you feel mad?
那还用说吗？当然是所有的以色列人嘛。
So does that need to answer? Of course, that will be the all people.
所有属于以色列人的牲畜与物件呢、啊，都得带走嘛。
All the livestock, all that the belong the belongs to Israel.
法老就玩弄话术。真的怎么说呢
？But Pharaoh just continued to play with words.
还是不要带老婆孩子去了。
And he said, you don't need to take your wives and children.
多麻烦，多累，你们去就好了，侍奉完就回来就好了。
So you just go by yourself. You just go and then come back.
老婆孩子不要走啊，我来帮你们照顾。
Just leave your wife and children here. I'll take care of them.
谁呀、啊？你是照顾别人老婆孩子，这是不怀好意嘛
？So you just don't have the good intention. You want to do that?
Yeah.目的想让这个老弱妇孺做人质，还想这些以色列人青壮年去了再回来嘛
？So he just want to just like keep those people that wives and children so that the Israelites will come back.
法老在说这些话的时候呢，他玩弄了一个文字游戏了。
So Pharaoh just playing the tricks with the words.
他扮演一个好心人的角色。
He just pretend to be a just kind person.
他说：“你们可要小心，可要谨慎哦。”
He just said, "Be careful."
因为如果你带孩子、老婆走，可能就有祸在你们面前啦。
If you bring your wife and children for disasters before your eyes.
知道这里边这个祸与埃及的太阳神 Ra 是发音几乎是一个字相近的。
So the disaster, this word here, sounds similar to the name of it.
表面上的意思就是你们可是在太阳神面前做这些事哦，要小心哦。
Meaning that you just do this in front of the Egypt sun god.
所以他没有说你们有祸这个字，他说的是你们有太阳神在你们面前的发音是这个音的。
So the sound, it's just actually talking about the sun god.
其实就拿埃及的偶像太阳神来吓唬、恐吓以色列人了。
Therefore, he was using the idol, the sun god, to scare.
那潜台词就是说，你们决意要走的话，难道就不怕我们埃及的太阳神吗
？The hidden meaning is, do you not fear our Egyptian sun god?
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
呀，蝗虫离去，又心硬啦。
The locusts leave, yet the heart remains hard.
我想这好了伤疤忘了疼啊
I think they're just once the wound is healed, they forget a pain.
大概是法老与敌基督们的共同基因了吧
I think they just the Antichrist ruler and the Pharaoh just share the same traits.
压力来了就认怂了
When pressure comes, they back down.
风平浪静就立马嚣张跋扈了对不对
When things are calm, they just act arrogant and the domineering.
首先是一日三次见法老
First, three visits to Pharaoh in one day.
这也是十灾当中唯一的一次一天见了三次
This was the only time in history in the same place.
第一次是摩西听从耶和华的吩咐前去见法老对吧
The first time, Moses obeyed the Lord's command and went to Pharaoh.
然后对法老怎么说呢
And he said to Pharaoh,
他说你在我面前不肯自卑要到几时呢
How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me?
接下来就说容我的百姓去好侍奉我
Let my people go so that they may serve me.
当然这个时候也发出了蝗灾的警告了
Of course, he also issued a warning of locusts.
第二次呢是法老听从了臣仆们的谏言
The second time, Pharaoh listened to the advice of his officials.
臣仆们说这人为我们的网罗要到几时呢
The official said, "How long will this man be a snare to us?"
他说：“不如你就容这些人去侍奉他们的耶和华神吧。
”Let these people go and serve the Lord their God.
为什么呀
？Why?
埃及已经败坏了，你还不知道吗
？Do you not yet realize that Egypt is already ruined?
好，于是摩西和亚伦又被召回来见法老，这是第二次。
So Moses and Aaron were summoned back to Pharaoh.
好，第三次蝗灾终于来了。
The third time, the locust finally came.
蝗灾所造成的灾难后果，大家都知道了。
And they all know just the consequence of the plague.
法老一看，真的不好玩呢。
And Pharaoh realized it's not fun.
就急忙招了摩西、亚伦回来了。
So Pharaoh hurriedly just called Moses and Aaron.
而且秀出的很好的态度啊。
And tried to show his good attitude.
他说：“我得罪了耶和华你们的神，又得罪了你们呐。”
Pharaoh said, "I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you."
所以也希望能够有机会能够悔改啊。
I just hope I just have to repent.
加个引号悔改，他不真心悔改了。
The quote unquote a repent, not from his heart.
要其次是法老跪求耶和华了。
Second, Pharaoh begs the Lord.
这一次法老的态度比以往都好。
This time, Pharaoh's attitude was much better than before.
他说：“我现在求你。”
He said, "I beg you."
而且只这一次。
Just this once.
求你饶恕我的罪。
Forgive my sin.
也求耶和华你们的神使我脱离这一次的死亡。
And pray to the Lord your God that He may rescue me from this death.
但是我们发现法老的转变并非因为对耶和华的敬畏。
But Pharaoh's change of heart was not out of reverence.
乃是出于内心的恐惧，他害怕。
It came from fear in his heart.
法老发现什么呢？
So what Pharaoh just realized that
一直以来保护埃及的农业之神呀，欧西里斯。
So Pharaoh realized that the gods he had always protected Egypt, the god of agriculture, Osiris.
Yeah, 以及埃及的谷物，就是稻谷的谷，谷物之神 Nepar.
And the god of grain, Nepar.
面对耶和华所赐下的蝗灾，竟然是毫无能力应对啊。
So those gods were just powerless against the locusts sent by the Lord.
所以埃及的法老慌了。
Therefore, and the Pharaoh just out of the control.
怎么办呢？
What could he do?
没了粮食，法老的地位就不保了。
Without food, Pharaoh's position was at risk.
当饥饿的这些灾民涌进皇宫来的时候，法老情何以堪呢？
So when the people, when they were hungry and they just rushed to the palace, what would Pharaoh do?
他的好日子就到头了，他知道。
The good life was over and Pharaoh knew that.
我们发现所有的敌基督也是如此啊。
It's the same with Antichrist rulers today.
要经济快崩盘了。
When the economy is about to collapse.
他就会软下来放低身段。
They soften their stance.
跪求自己的敌人。来投资
and they will humble themselves, even back their enemies to invest.
中国的改革开放就是这样子嘛。
The reform in China was like that.
邓小平当年改革开放就是港澳同胞啦，台湾同胞啦，美帝国主义啊，欧洲帝国主义啊，都来中国投资吧，就如此这般嘛。
So during that time, the reform in China, and invite all those investors to overseas.
Yeah, 让敌人来投资，他也很担心，呀，自己国家的经济命脉被敌人掌握呀。
If this allowed enemies to come to invest, he also have the concern it will be just controlled.
其实今天的古巴也是一样。
Actually, today Cuba.
古巴已经宣布了欢迎美国的那些，特别是古巴那些，不是华侨，是古巴侨。这侨民回来古巴投资了。
They just welcome those the people overseas to come back to invest.
呀，到没钱了，到没汽油了，没电了，古巴的政府就开始跪求自己的敌人了。
And then when the Cuba had their short of money and short of the investment, they just beg those the outsiders.
呀，最后是神使法老人心硬。
Finally, God hardened Pharaoh's heart.
既然法老都在求摩西了，对吧？
So now, just Pharaoh came to just Moses.
而且他也声明只求这一次了，饶他不死。
Pleading just this once, asking not to die.
你说该怎么办呢？
What should Moses do?
摩西就真去求耶和华了。
So Moses just asked for the Lord.
主啊，你就放过法老吧。
So Moses asked the Lord to spare Pharaoh.
这件事本就出于耶和华，他说来就来，说走就走了。
But this was, this matter was always to God's plan. When the Lord says something will happen, it happens.
Yeah, 蝗虫当然也必须要离开了，耶和华发话了嘛。
And also the locusts should go, and the God said.
这蝗虫怎么走的呢？很奇妙。
How did the locusts leave?
圣经说，耶和华转了极大的西风，把蝗虫刮起来，吹入红海。
The Bible says the Lord has brought a very strong west wind, which lifted the locusts and drove them into the Red Sea.
来的时候从南边苏丹来。
And the locusts came just from the south.
走的时候往吹西风，往红海里边去。
And when they left, and God just blew this, the west wind.
而且干干净净的说，在埃及的四境。连一只蝗虫也没有留下来。
And also, the Bible says not a single locust was left anywhere in Egypt.
法老一看，哎，蝗虫真的走了嘞。
So the Pharaoh saw the locusts were finally gone.
会不会是我们的谷物神，我们的这些神让他走的呢？会不会是这可能性呢
？And he may just guess, maybe could that be just the god of grain?
会不会是蝗虫走了，跟摩西没什么关系呢？
Or if the locust left and has nothing to do with Moses.
心里就有点后悔，你看我还跟他认了个罪，还服了个软，多不划算呢。
The Pharaoh may just regret it that he just confessed his sin.
按理说，法老该说话算数，放以色列人走呗。
So supposedly, the Pharaoh should just honor his words, let Israelites go.
但他说了就说话不算数啊。
However, he did not just take his promise.
但是他的说话不算数并不是那么简单。
However, he just did not keep the promise. It's not that simple.
圣经说是，但耶和华使法老的心刚硬啊。
The Bible says, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart.
就是包括法老不容以色列离开也是出于神。
It is from God's will and just to harden Pharaoh's heart, and
这也是人类不容易理解的一个智慧、恩典与怜悯。
It's a wisdom and grace and mercy that it's hard for human to understand.
前面第二节已经回答这个问题了。
And the previous, as we just read earlier, the
神使法老的心刚毅，有神的美意啊。
God has His will and to harden the Pharaoh's heart.
神的目的就是好叫你们知道，我是耶和华。
God's purpose is set in a verse, so that you may know that I'm the Lord.
当有人认识谁是耶和华的时候，他就面对拯救的盼望了。
When someone just knows who the Lord is, he has the hope to be saved.
神在埃及的目的就是两个。
God has two purposes in Egypt.
一，他要带以色列离开埃及。
First, to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
二，他要留下拯救的盼望给法老，给埃及人。
Second, to leave a reminder of hope for Pharaoh and Egyptian.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
第八灾过去了。
The eighth plague is over.
法老学到功课了吗？
Did Pharaoh learn this lesson?
那么你呢？
And you?
你是否也学到功课了呢？
Did you learn your lesson?
其实错了不要紧的。
It's okay to make mistakes.
重要的是真心悔改啊。
What matters most is the sincere repentance of the heart.
神是不可轻慢的，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, God must not be taken lightly.
否则，神的公义必要啃光埃及地表所有的财富。
Otherwise, and God's justice will devour all the wealth and the vanity.
他也要夺走你所有的虚荣。
And just take away all the vanities.
即使是耶和华使法老心硬。
Even when the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart.
也是为了帮助埃及人认识。耶和华神啊
！It was for the purpose of helping the Egyptians know the Lord.
好，我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你在一日之内让摩西与法老见了三次。
Thank you. You just let Moses to meet the Pharaoh three times in a day.
感谢你让法老终于有一个机会去认罪祷告。
You just give Pharaoh the opportunity to repent and pray.
他说：“只这一次，呀，我得罪了神，得罪了你们呐。”
He said, "Just this time, I just sinned to you."
求耶和华神使我逃离这一次的死亡啊
！May God just let just avoid the death this time.
呀，摩西听见就相信了。
So Moses heard it and he believed it.
他去求耶和华，耶和华就应允了他的祷告。
So Moses just prayed to God and God answered the prayer.
只是法老仍是不肯真心的悔改。
However, the Pharaoh did not have a truly repentance.
你说是他 呀，顽固不肯悔改，还是耶和华使的心硬，到底哪一样是哪一样呢？
So whether is the stubbornness from the Pharaoh or God hardened his heart?
然而就包括耶和华使法老心硬，也是为了拯救，让他知道谁是耶和华。
However, including God hardened Pharaoh's heart, it is to let him know that who the Lord is.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你的长阔高深的大爱。
Lord, we thank you for your great and deep love.
感谢主你的智慧与能力。
We thank you for your wisdom and of your power.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.